This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. March Madness is here, which leads to April Champions and the Final Four. The NCAA tournament began yesterday. 12th-seeded Yale stunned 5-seed Baylor. 11th-seed Gonzaga advanced over 6-seed Seton Hall. UConn pulled off an upset, as did Little Rock and Wichita State. 1-seed Kansas, though, obliterated its 16th-seed opponent. North Carolina and Virginia, two other top seeds, also had no trouble. These college players throughout the tournament are some of the finest young athletes across America, and more than 75% of men's Division I basketball players think they will play professionally. Even my high school son thinks he's going to play professionally. How many make it to the NBA? Less than 2%. David Gardner, college basketball producer with Sports Illustrated. Hope springs eternal. David, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. March Madness is the best postseason in American sports because everybody comes in with the belief that they can win it all, and they've seen teams like those Cinderella stories you're talking about get to the Final Four on many occasions before.
Now, I imagine a player at Yale has a good backup plan in terms of employment, but there's nobody at Yale who would be an underrated possible NBA player like Jeremy Lin.
I think the only one that's on Yale right now who has a real chance, maybe there's two. Mekhi Mason, who's their guard. He had a really great game against Baylor, was their star player. And then Justin Sears is a power forward for them. He's got a great back-to-the-basket offense. And these guys could get looks in professional basketball. I don't think that it's likely that they'll play in the NBA for long careers, though.
But you've got three people who do have a chance here. Let's begin with Gary Payton II, who's a guard with the Oregon State Beavers.
Yeah, Gary Payton has an NBA legacy. His dad played in the NBA. His dad played at Oregon State, actually. And Gary, the younger, is a two-time Defensive Player of the Year in the Pac-12. His father was called the Glove because of his prowess. Gary's nickname, reluctantly, is the Mitten, as his taken after his father's name. Huh. He played junior college ball for a couple of years, and his father actually pulled him aside and said, "You've got to get serious about basketball here," and that's when he did. And then he started getting more serious, and he started playing for Oregon State, and now he's top 15 in steal percentage in the country. He averages close to 16 points a game, and I think he has NBA potential for sure.
Beavers are going to advance, it looks like, although you can't predict anything. But why is he overlooked?
I think he's overlooked because primarily he's playing in the Pacific Northwest for a smaller school. Oregon State doesn't get a lot of national media attention. We do tend to focus on the big powerhouses in the Midwest like Kansas, and then also the East Coast schools. Villanova gets a lot more attention, right or wrong, than Oregon State does.
Now, Notre Dame could lose to Michigan. They've got a tough contest today. We'll see what happens. Demetrius Jackson is a guard for Notre Dame. He's another one of these overlooked possible stars. What do you think of him?
Yeah, I think he's overlooked because of his height for the most part. The NBA still looks for these prototypical point guards, even with the success of Stephen Curry, who's a little bit shorter and a little bit lighter than you would normally see from a guard. They still want the 6'5" John Wall type of physique. Demetrius Jackson is only 6'1", but that hasn't stopped him from being extremely successful at Notre Dame. He averages 15.5 points a game, 4.8 assists, and Notre Dame has the number 10 offense in the country.
West Virginia is probably going to advance. Tell me something about Jayshon Page.
There's a lot of interesting things about Jayshon Page, but the most interesting thing is that he's actually the sixth man for West Virginia, so he doesn't even start for the Mountaineers, but he's their leading scorer. You don't see that too often. The reason you see it with West Virginia is because they run this press defense that requires 40 minutes of high-level activity from all their players, so Jayshon comes off the bench and gives them a high-value boost.
Kansas going to take it all?
I have Kansas winning, or actually, I have Kansas going to the national championship game, losing to Michigan State.
Wow, that's exciting. Let's talk to you again. David Gardner, college basketball producer with Sports Illustrated. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.